Well, good morning, listeners, to this exciting podcast, the very first one, hosted by the Saanich Peninsula Chamber of Commerce at the Home Office Workshop at the Mary Winspear Centre in Sydney. And I have a guest, my very first one, and we're going to do what we call speed podcasting. We're going to know who you are, a little bit about what you do, and then we're going to post it, and then we're going to move on. And so my first guest is...
Suzanne Hare.
Yes.
And I am a registered nurse, recently retired, who has identified a real gap in the services that are provided to people who need medical and healthcare attention and wanting to make sure that they're going to get the best that they can and that those who love them know what's happening with them.
I think you're going to be so busy. I have parents on both sides, my wife and myself, and they're both elderly, and clearly they're in a position of needing some help that we are increasingly not able to provide. And just the other day, I was talking with my wife about, man, wouldn't it be great if we could hire somebody who could go help them with a variety of medical-related issues? Is that you?
I believe that it is.
Wow.
So what we need to identify is what are the healthcare issues that the patient, the family member, the person that you love needs to take to the physician, to the physiatrist, whoever it is that they're needing to see in order for them to have maximum help and able to maintain their independence.
So when did you start this consulting business?
It's brand new. In the very initial stage of putting it together.
Yeah.
Talking with my nursing association, making sure that I'm following the standards of practice.
Of course.
Talking with the insurance company for the nursing associations, ensuring
right.
that I have all of the proper liability. Talking with some of the healthcare providers in Sydney, wanting to ensure that they see that there is a need for this service, that they recognize that I'm not going to be stepping on anybody's toes, that I am in fact being an advocate for their patient. And by being an advocate for them, what I'm hoping to do is to minimize the number of office visits that are required to have a single issue identified.
Oh, this is incredible. You're going to be busier. So what are we here? February?
Yes.
So February of next year, I think you'll have a staff of a dozen.
Well,
okay.
I would like to have the number of clients that would require that amount of service, because I want people
to be helped.
To be helped,
right?
Absolutely. My dad had Alzheimer's, and I needed to act as his advocate for him. And when he went to the physician, who was a great guy, but a long-time doctor with him, they would move over into other areas of conversation. They'd talk about the ball game. They'd talk about golfing, as opposed
There's
to the ulcer that was on
gap.
His leg.
It
wasn't because there was a disservice being provided. It was because it's a single issue that you can identify with your physician when you're going in for attention. And when they start talking, they forget perhaps why they went and are talking about an issue that they now identify as being a troublesome. As a daughter, I wanted to know what was happening with my dad. If I was a daughter who was living across the country and needed to know what was happening with my parent here in Victoria, I would really appreciate having a correctly written report that states what was said at the doctor, what the information was going forward, and knowing that my mom or my dad was taking the medication the correct way. So that's what I can also be doing with the permission of the person that I'm assisting, the mom or the dad.
This is extraordinary. You will be so busy. I cannot wait to track your success. How does somebody get a hold of you if they want to call you right after this podcast?
After this podcast, my phone number is 250-818-7170. I will be having a website that's not up and running yet.
Sure. How about an email address?
It is sdhare@gmail.com.
And hare being like on top of our head.
H-A-I-R. No, it's like the rabbit.
Oh, H-A-R-E.
Let's keep it cute. Thanks for having me on.
You're going to be so busy. Have a great day at the rest of the Home Office Workshop.
Learning lots of stuff, wanting to do it right.
Okay, cool.